All right, we're on time today. Everybody mute themselves. Everybody. All right, so we're on Daf Zayin today. I'll begin on Daf Vav with days, two lines from the bottom where we had left off last night. One second. So the Gemara says, so we mentioned in the Braisa that according to the Chachamim, you only need two defanot, shtayim kil chatan, u'shlish defilu tefach. Two walls kill chatan, which would mean at least seven tefachim, is what we learned, assuming halakha is like Beit Shammai, which it is, that you need a place for the Rosho, Verubo, and Shulchano. So you need seven tefachim by seven tefachim for the walls, and then one additional tefach. So the Gemara says, Oto tefach, Heichan Mamido. Where do you put that additional tefach? So Amarav, two lines to the bottom, Amarav, Mamido, can I get a Yotzei? So Rav says, again, this is my cloaked, we've shown him how to understand this line in Gemara, but I'm doing a simple shot in Rashi. Amarav, Mamido, can I get a Yotzei? You'll put it at the end of the wall. In other words, the wall meets at an L, so you put it at either end, either open end, you put the tefach there. So Amile Rav Kahana, Ravasi the Rav. So Rav Kahana and Ravasi said to Rav, Yami Denu, can I get Rosh Tur? Maybe he should put it out. When he puts it at the end, he's going to put it at a 90-degree angle. It's like Merames, that there's another wall there. So Rav Kahana, Ravasi said to Rav, it makes more sense that he should put it at an angle as if to close off the sukkah like a triangle, like where the hypotenuse would be. And that gives more of a sense that it'd be closed off that way. That's just what they said. So the Gemara says, Shati Rav. Rav didn't respond to them. Itmar Nami, Amar Shmuel, Meshvei Delevi, that Shmuel said, the name of Levi, Mamido Kinegar Yotzei. The Shmuel also said, you'll put it opposite the open end of the wall. And that's the way their Mora Halach, the base Medrash, Kinegar Yotzei. Rabbi Simon, and we did all this yesterday, I'm just going and reviewing. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, Osilo Tefach Sokhek, Umamido Pachot Mishlosh Tfatim, Samach Ledopim. So he says, and you see, this is a halacha that we'll add on a little bit more later today. He says that when we say that we're going to add a tefach, we're not going to put the tefach flush with the wall. We're going to make a space between, you know, as you have a tefach, you have a piece of wood, or, you know, let's say like a beam or a pole that's a tefach in width. So you're going to leave a space between the wall and that beam. And the space you're going to leave is going to be less than three tefachim. And the tefach is going to be a tefach sochek. Tefach sochek means a little bit bigger than a tefach. Let's look at Rashi, the first narrow line. Tefach sochek, modedin ba'arba etzba'o, chenam nogo zubazu, davek tefach umashu. There was a tefach, is four etzba'ot, like you see my hand, right? And so we're going to loosen up the fingers a little bit, so it'll be a little bit more than a tefach. So I'll have a little bit more than a tefach within three tefachim of the wall. So with Saka Kol, it'll be like four, filled in four tefachim, al pi halacha, four tefachim filled in, and that's most of a wall, because the wall is seven tefachim. So I have most of a wall. That's Rabbi Simon, let's say Rabbi Shimon Levi said. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, okay, so Adkan is what we did yesterday. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on what we did so far? Everybody good? Okay. Let's keep moving. And it's nice to have a picture book in front of you. We'll do the best we can. This is something that really need or helpful to have pictures kind of illustrate the thing. So we'll do the best we can with what we got. All right. Let me get the picture book open. All right. So we're good. And here's the Pirush Chai. All right. All right. All right, so let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asui Kamavui. So now we're changing the fact pattern a little bit. Sukkah Asui Kamavui means if I have a sukkah, two parallel walls. So instead of the walls meaning like an L, I have two walls that are parallel to one another, Shemra. So that's also Kasher. He says, V'oto tefach mamido l'chol ruach shiyotzeh. So I can add, in other words, I'll have two walls and I'll have a tefach. So the tefach I can add at the end of any wall that I choose. let's take a look. We have a nice picture for you in the Perish Chai, but I think you get the idea. And here's for the people in the cyber world. Let's see. I think that's it, right? So, 1 second.
No, they're not okay. Parallel there.
Okay. There we go. There we go. Okay?
Yes.
So you see two parallel walls with a tefach at the end. Okay, that's the piece with that. Okay, let's see Perek in the Gemara. Rabbi Simon, Vitiv Rabbi Shuban Levi Amar, Oselo Pas Arba Umashu. So Rabbi Simon and some Rabbi Shuban Levi said, no, in that case, it's not enough to have like a beam or a piece of wood that's a tefach in thickness, you know, coming down. I need a pas, I need a plank of wood, which is four tefachim, four and a little bit more than four. So I'll take, and instead of one tefach, putting within three tefachim using labud, I'll take a piece of wood which is four, a little bit more than four tefachim, and put it within three tefachim of the wall. So it's like labud. So here, in essence, it's working with the same idea that I'm going to have a wall that's going to be seven tefachim, but we're doing it differently. So when I had two walls that were together like an L, so I was going to have one beam within three tefachim, and here we can have a nice picture for the people in the cyber world that was the first way with the L-shaped walls, and then I have a piece of wood that's within three tefachim. Now, when I have two parallel walls, so we're not doing it like that. We're going to do it where. Well, I don't know if I have a picture here with this exactly, but which one? Okay, 74. Let me see. Page 74. Yeah, I got it. Okay, so here's a nice color picture over here where you can see that you'll have the piece of wood that's like at least four tefachim, and you put it within three tefachim of the wall. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask, how come in one case I have a piece of wood that's one tefach and I put it within three tefachim? In another case, I have a piece of wood that's four tefachim and I put it within three tefachim. Okay, so the Gemara says, so let me go back. So Rabbi Simon b'Tim Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, I need a small base. So I'll take a plank of wood that's four tefachim in width and mashu a little bit more. I'll put it within three tefachim of the wall. That's joined up. So the Gemara says, "Umashna hatam the ka'amr tzagia tefach sofe." How come when I have the two walls that are like an L, so I'm just going to take one tefach, a little more than a tefach, and I'll put it within three tefachim. Here, I have to take a plank of wood that's four tefach, a little bit more than four tefachim. So the Gemara says, "Hatam deikashtei defano tilchatan sakilei b'tefach sochei." So over there, I'm starting off with two walls. Everything is done tilchatan. It means I have two walls, they're seven tefachim, and they're meeting like in a way that like you would normally construct, you know, a structure. You'd have them meet in an L. So sagilei b'tefach sochek. So I just need one tefach, and then the other three tefachim, they'll be enough. We'll explain in a minute. He says, "Hachad lekashtei defano." Here, I don't have two walls in normal fashion. It's like two parallel walls, not the way you normally view a structure. Ilolo. So if it's four tefachim, it's good, otherwise not. So in other words, what he's saying is that the closer it is to being like a full structure, so the less I need in terms of this tefach, the less it's like a full structure, the more I need in terms of the piece of wood. So that's what he says. Now let's just take a look. In other words, just the two walls by itself? And wait, and what? No, wait. So according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, you need a pas arba, right? And just a one thing by itself, not. You need a pas arba. Okay, now he says, so I think we're good. All right, let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, so hakad lekesh de parum yikah pasar bayini lolo. I'm a Rava. Now we're going back to our L-shaped sukkah. So we said we had an L-shaped sukkah, then we had a tefach that we're putting a little bit more than a tefach sokek that I'm putting within three tefachim of the end of the wall. So Rava adds on a detail with this. I'm a Rava, but ain't any telleret el b'tzurat a petach. So Rava says that I need a tzurat a petach. So now a tzurat a petach. So it means like this. The simple pshat in Rava is saying that I need, if I have an L-shaped sukkah, so when we say that a tefach will do it, what I need to do is divide that tefach into two. So then I have two pieces of wood, each one a half tefach in width, and I'll put them at the two corners, and then I'll put like a beam on top of it. So I'll have a tzurat petach. So then I'm good. So in other words, there were two walls, and then the tzurat petach. Tzurat petach we had by Hilchot Shabbat in Eruvin. Tzurat petach be at the wall. So I'll divide half a tefach here, half a tefach there, and then I'll have a tzurat petach on top. Okay, that's picture number 75. Okay, so let me do picture number 75 here for the cyber world people. So I don't know if you can see where my finger is. There you see a nice sukkah with two walls and a tzurat petach. Okay. No. We're going to come to that. Let's not jump the gun. Okay, now. Okay, let's be patient. Okay. Wait. Everybody be patient. Wait a few lines, then everybody can add their comments, questions, and thoughts. Okay? So let's wait. So now the Gemara says, Amarav mini tzurat with tzurat petach. Ikid amri. Amarava b'niteret nami b'tzurat petach. Someone has said that Rava is saying in the alternative. In other words, Rava conceived that I could have the one tefach and it would be, or a little bit larger than the tefach, and it would be like four tefachim from the wall, and that would be good. Or in the alternative, I could have a tzurat petach. That's the second lashon. Then he says, "Ikad da'amri." A different lashon is Amarava u'tzricha nami tzurat petach. Rava says that in addition to having the one tefach or the larger, like the 1.1 tefach, which is in three tefachim the wall, I also need to make a tzurat petach on the rest of the wall. Let's take a look. So, one second. So with this, I'm going to use 77. Okay. So if you look at picture 77. Okay, this is picture 77. So you have like the open space there, and you also have tzurat petach. One second. Okay, so please, I need everybody to give attention. You make the comments, you make the questions, you say whatever you want when I pause, okay? I'll pause in just a few minutes. I'll open up the floor, you say whatever pshatim you want. Okay, please, I need quiet, okay? Now the Gemara says, okay, so we have three lashonos into what Rava said. So either Rava says, Rava's saying, I need a tzurat petach. So in all respects, I need a tzurat petach. So you're going to take that tefach, divide it into two, and have like two poles and then a cross beam on top. That's the only way to do it. Or Rav is saying, he says, or he's saying either or. I could have the tefach that's three tefachim from the wall, and then a tzurat, or I could have a tzurat petach. Or Rav is saying, I need both. I need to do the piece of wood that's like within three tefach from the wood wall, and then I need the tzurat petach in addition to that. And you saw the picture with that tzurat petach. So Rav Ashi, Ashchei l'Rav Kahana, l'ka'avi tefach socheik, l'ka'avi tzurat petach. So Rav Ashi encountered Rav Kahana, who made a tefach socheik, which is what we learned. In other words, it's a little larger than a tefach, and it was within three tefach from the wall. And in addition to which, he made a tzurat petach. Rava says, all you need is a tzurat petach. You don't need to do the other piece. I hold by the last version of Rava that I need both. Now, the halacha, most posting hold like that last lashon, like the last lashon. So if you would have two walls, so, and I'm going to go with number 77 with this. So if you would have two walls, so you would need to take a little bit more than a tefach of a plank, whatever, and put it within three tefach in the wall. And then beyond that, create a tzuris ha-petach to complete the wall. To complete the wall, I need a tzuris ha-petach. Okay, that's the way that most poskim go with that. Okay.
Like Ravashi is doing this. Looks like that was his choice.
Yeah, it sounds like, one second. Yeah, we'll see in Rashi in a minute, but it sounds like that it's l'chachila, you could do it. In other words, obviously, I think it's nicer if you build a whole wall, but in Akinami, I think you're within, it's really within the realm of halakha if you do it this way. All right, now let me just take a look here. Let me take a look, one second. Yeah, let's look at the Rashi around the 20th narrow line, two lines below the small hay. I'm a rabbi of any terrell of Surah Petah. Rabbi says that you need a Surah Petah. The Erevin Amar Hechi Dami Surah Petah. So the Gemara in Erevin says, what's a Surah Petah? We know that that's what we use with our Erevin. He says, Kanami 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 Kanal Gabayan. It was you have like one reed or one pole here, one pole here, and one pole on top of it. Bach come a rabbi, the Tefach Shani Bebraita, Shematir Bedofen Shlishit. So Rabbi here in this Lashon is explaining that when we said that a Tefach creates the third wall, Inomachim Kinasaolo to Tefach Surah Petach of Meik Boladofen Kulo. So I have to create a Surah Petach with that Tefach. Ketzad, Kanashal Chatzi Tefach Ezal Yotze, the Kanashal Chatzi Tefach Mixoisha Kenegdo, the Kanal Gabay and Mizelazer. So he's saying that when the way Rava and that Lashon, the way he understands when it says a tefach, you'll add a tefach to it, it means you'll take the tefach, divide into two, create one pole to say half a tefach, another pole to say half a tefach, then find something to go on top of it. He says, Havale or the Havale ki ilu kol dofen satum, as if that whole wall is closed off. The petach, she should shoot a petach, stima ma'al yatehi, beperakama de erivin. So according to that Lashon of Rava, that's what he's saying. I'm going to use the Tzuris HaPetach. And then, let's take a look one second. Okay. So I think we're good. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. In 77, I asked the question again. What? The Tzuris HaPetach is, you see on the left, it shows like it sees like a thin pole coming up, you see it? And then it's a thin pole on the right. You see? And then a beam on top of it.
Right.
That's the Tzuris HaPetach. Okay? All right. Yeah. So 76 is not the way I explained it, but 76 is just using a Tzuris HaPetach to close it out, but it's a small Tzuris HaPetach.
And row, which is 7 is
talking. Let me explain. You'll explain in a minute, okay? So what it means that the Tzuris HaPetach is considered like a wall. Tzuris HaPetach is a wall. So he's got a Tzuris HaPetach there, which occupies 7 talking. So that's a wall.
They can either do it this way or
75.
Either one would work.
El Surah Petah. So, I'm Rabbi Nami Surah Petah. See, this thing, I leave out the picture. I don't like picture 76. Okay. Script 76. Not the way I explained it. Okay. So it means like this. You can have Rabbi saying you can have like picture 75. That's Surah Petah. Or Nikam Rabbani Teretnami Besurda Petach means I'll have the piece of wood, not like this picture. I'll have the piece of wood that's Nami b'sura peta. So I could do. Wait a second. Let me back in the Gemara. One second. Wait, I'm a rabbi. According to the first lashon, please. Let me just 1 minute. Okay. So I'm a rabbi. But any terel b'sura peta, either you need b'sura peta, you don't have the option to use the. You don't have the option to use the piece of wood that's a tefa. Or I could do either or. I could have a tzrusa petach, or I could take that tefach and close it out. And I need both. So it's either it has to be tzrusa petach, or and not the tef, the piece of wood tefach, or it's A or B, or it's A and B. That's what he's saying. Okay? All right. Who do you want to say anything about that?
This is, I think, the pshat is the 76. Then we have Shitat Rashi, 77, and the Ritva is
78.
All right. So they saw the same pictures. They saw the Sifta pictures by itself. Okay, but the book of the Sifta.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yeah. What's up, Pitzach David?
With all the pictures that you're showing with the L-shaped sukkah and a bit, like a either tzurah pesach or, you know, just a plank. So you don't show any of the schach. I'm wondering how the schach lays on that. Is it like at an angle so you get a triangle?
No. It does show schach here. How's
it look?
Here. Look. Do you see this picture here where my finger is?
I see.
The schach on top.
Well, because you have that pole sitting there in that corner where there's no walls coming to it. Right.
But with this one...
If you don't have that pole, you can't put up schach. You'd have a triangle.
In this picture, he's got schach, even though he's just got like one pole here. One second. Let me see if I can see another picture for you. One second.
What I'm trying to say is an L-shaped sukkah, if you don't have a pole in the other corner, all you get is a triangle for the schach.
Right.
Is that okay?
Right. That'll be the sukkah where the triangle is, and that'll be
the triangle on the top is okay. You say right.
That'll be with wherever you have the schach. That'll be where the sukkah. You could sit under the sukkah.
That doesn't have to be a square. That doesn't have to be a square.
No.
Well, I'm asking about the schach, not the triangle.
I understand.
Well, the schach lets in too much light.
Forming where you can sit, right? If the schach forms where you can sit, it's more important than the walls.
That's what I'm thinking, though. But it has to be a triangle if there's no pole there.
What's holding it up here?
I'm saying, do you see the end here, like these things that are coming out of the
top? Because there's nothing to hold it up.
Then they extend all the way through.
I don't know.
But it looks, that's what it looks like.
I understand.
All right.
How many walls do you really need? You need the two, and then you need the tefach is three, and the tzurat ha-petach is four, and the
No. Okay, let's go back again.
Conceptually.
We need three walls. Three walls. Okay, so, but the Gemara is saying within this last zone of Rava, Rava is saying for the third wall, you need the tefach, and you need a tefach that has to be within three tefachim of the wall. And then in addition to that, you need a tzurah petach. And then that fills out the whole wall.
So that acts as the fourth wall, the tzurah petach.
Not a fourth wall. It's the same wall.
It fills out the third wall. Okay. It's only three.
Okay. Let's go on. Okay, now. All right. Now, that was the easy part, everybody. All right. Now, let's go further on the Gemara. Now, we said in the Braisa that if I have two walls that are made kalacha, which means seven tefachim, then I just need a tefach for the third wall. Now we have Amar Rabba with an aleph, but the bach should be Rabba with a hay. Amar Rabba with hayin l'shabbat. Rabba says that the same dinim will be able to extrapolate it out for Shabbos, meaning if these mechitzot are enough to form a kosher sukkah, then they're enough to create a Shuddah Yachid for Shabbat. That's what Rabbah is saying. So normally, by the normal rules that would use for Shabbat, it's not enough, not good enough. But he wants to say, now he's not working with the Tzuris HaPetah. He's just working with the Tefach Kamash Ba'o, either a Tefach at the end of the third wall, or even the Tefach within the three tefachim. If you have tzurus ha-petach is something we use by Hilchot Shabbat. But he's saying that somebody needs to mute themselves. So he says it's good for sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. So I'm a rabbi of chinuch Shabbat. Migo to have you dofen linen sukkah, have you dofen linen Shabbat. Efe Abaye. So Abaye poses the following question to Rabba from the following brisa. Well, migo. Do we say migo? I mean, if it's good for sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. But Hatani, we learn the brisa, dofen sukkah to dofen Shabbat. That which is a wall for a sukkah is like the same wall for Shabbos. Uvajlo yehi ben kanal chaver roshloshat tefachim. Provided that there's not more than three tefachim between each reed or each pole. So if you remember, and Rashi helps us out with this, but I'll say it outside first. Remember in Erubin, we learned that sometimes people are out with a shayara caravan on Shabbat, and they permitted them to make a type of partition. And the partition is a series of poles, parallel poles, and all the parallel poles are within three tefachim of each other. Or in the alternative, create a fence with the ropes, I'm going to say ropes, and each rope was within three tefachim of the other rope, and that's a good mechitza for Shabbat, even though normally for the din of Shabbos, we say that you need the omei merubah laparetz. You need more filled in than that which is open. In this case, we're going to say omei is merubah laparetz, but it's still going to be good because they're all within three tefachim of each other. Okay? So he says, so let me read it again. V'atayi dofen sukkah kedofen Shabbat. The wall for a sukkah is like the wall for Shabbos, provided there's not more space than three tefachim between one kana and his fellow reed or pole. The yeterer Shabbat al sukkah, but Shabbos has a stringency over sukkah. Shabbat in yeterer elav omein ruva laparetz. Shabbos, in other words, let's say I have partitions, walls around an area, so it has to be omein ruva laparetz. It has to be more standing than open. So in other words, I can have like a doorway. It doesn't have to be with Surah Sapeta. In this case, not with Surah Sapeta. I can have a doorway, and the doorway is bigger than three tefachim, but that's a doorway, so that counts. But if the doorways add up to more space than the standing material, then it's not good. That's a stringency by Shabbos. Masha ain kein b'sukkah. By a sukkah, we can have more space than the wall area, like, and he says, like Rashi brings down. If you look at the Rashi, the 10 lines from the bottom, I'm saying you can have two walls like 7 tefachim and the 30 minute tefachim. Even if they have openings in the two walls, that means openings mean openings with no tzuras hapetach. One second, we'll look for the place. So even though, and I'm going to combine it, like let's say I'll view it as like being four walls or whatever, I'll have more open, but by sukkah it'll be good. Okay, that's the braisa. So the Gemara says, last narrow line, this is the question we're posing against Rabba. Rabba says, if it's good sukkah for sukkahs, it's good sukkah for Hilchot Shabbat. My love, Yeter Shabbat de sukkah, a sukkah. Is it not that the Braisa is saying that the laws of carrying in the sukkah on Shabbos are more stringent than the laws of a sukkah? So we think the shot in the Braisa is that the Braisa is telling me, if I have this sukkah with the two walls and the tefach, so it's a good sukkah. I can eat in that sukkah and I can sleep in the sukkah of Yosef. It's a sukkah, but I can't carry more than Dalet Amot in that sukkah because it's not a Rishur Yachid. That's what we think. That's what we think the Peshat is. Below Amrin and Migo, we don't say, since it's good for a sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. We don't say that. So if that's the Peshat in the Braisa, that's a kash against Rabba. Rabba said, from the fact that it's a kosher sukkah, means it's kosher Rishur Yachid for Shabbos. So the Braisa seems to say not this way. So the Gemara says, "Lo yiteir Shabbat da alma al Shabbat the sukkah." No, that's not the pshat. It means that Shabbos in general, not during sukkahs, is more stringent than the dinim of Shabbos in that sukkah. Meaning, in general, it would not be a good rishus if it's omed is move on the parrots. If it's parrots is move on the omed. If it's more open than closed, it wouldn't be considered to be a rishus for Shabbos. Lo yitere shabbat the alma. In other words, there's a stringency in Shabbos in general on Shabbat the sukkah. Meaning, but on the Shabbos of sukkahs, if I'm in a sukkah like that and it counts as a kosher sukkah, I can carry in the sukkah. That's what we're saying. So the way we're interpreting the brisa, it's not a kash against rabba. So if it's saying it's comparing like Shabbos to sukkahs, ihachi litni nami yeter sukkah da alma a sukkah to Shabbat. So if that's the case, he should teach me a stringency by sukkah in general, meaning sukkah not on Shabbos, but sukkah other days of the week. Sukkah da alma, sukkah to Shabbat. Dilu sukkah da alma, if it's a sukkah in general, by a tefach sochek. So I just need a tefach sochek, the larger tefach. The ilu sukkah to Shabbat, lo by a tefach sochek. Now, here he's talking about if the walls would be parallel. In other words, let's say I have two parallel walls, like the Mavui. So the ilu sukkah to alma by a tefach sochek. So I need a tefach in general to create, in other words, I have two parallel walls. So we said, I'll put, according to one opinion, I'll put a tefach sokeik near one of the walls, and then I'll have a kosher sukkah. V'ilu sukkah to Shabbat, lo bayit tefach sokeik, but on Shabbos, I don't need a tefach sokeik, v'sahi b'lechi. A lechi will be enough. Now, a lechi is a type of beam, but the lechi doesn't have to be a tefach on thickness. We'll see in a minute. Da'ad hu da'ami, because you, Rab, are the one who said, and it's coming up, we didn't learn this yet, sikei chagabi mabui, sheish the lechi. If a person puts schach on a mavui is like an alleyway that has a lechi at the open way of the opening of the mavui, it's kosher, meaning that's a kosher sukkah. So if we're comparing, sukkah to things not sukkah on Shabbos to things not on sukkah on Shabbos, why don't we mention that there's also stringency by sukkah, that normally by sukkah, if I have two parallel walls, I need a tefach near one of the walls, but on Shabbos, I would only need a lechi. So the Gemara says, "Hahulo itzrichle." So the Tana, the answer is the Tana doesn't have to teach me that. Hashta mikilta luchamirta imrinan. If we're going to apply the klal from that which is lenient, which is the dinim sukkahs, to Shabbos, because we're going to say that something which is good for a sukkah, which is a more lenient din, I'm going to apply that. That it applies carries over to Shabbos, even though it normally wouldn't be that way. Mikhamirta luchilta luchoshkein. So if something is good for the kingdom of Shabbos to carry, so certainly it's good to establish the sukkah. That's what we think. Okay, well, let's just pause for a second. Let's just digest what we did so far. Okay, so the basic fall that Rabbi taught us is that if it's a kosher sukkah, that means it's not only a sukkah that I can eat in, and I can sleep in, and be yotzei the mitzvah with sukkah, but it also, agav grara, becomes reshut yachid, even though normally it wouldn't comply or conform with all the dinim of mechitzah for Shabbat, but since it forms a kosher sukkah, so we treat it like a reshus yachid. That's what Rabbi is teaching me. Okay, whose questions, comments, thoughts on anything we learned?
So that would suggest that the first night of Sukkot, that Shabbos, I can make kiddush in the sukkah, I can carry, I can eat in the sukkah, but 8 days later, when it's no longer Sukkot, it's right. Shabbos, I can't.
If you're in this type of sukkah with the tefach, right. That's correct. That's correct. Okay, well, let's
one see. Shabbos is good and right. One Shabbos is not good.
Right. Okay, we have this a lot of areas in halacha, like since it's good in one area for one din, we have this elsewhere. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Gufa, now I'm a rabbah. So earlier we quoted this halacha from Rabbi, turn page, top line on Zion Bays. Sikecha gabi mavui sheish lechi kshera. So Rabbi says, if I put schach on a mavui like a mavui mefulash, an open mavui, which is like two parallel walls, it's an alleyway, but two parallel walls, and I put schach on top of it, as long as this is a lechi, which is like this beam, which is like a vertical beam that's at the entranceway, and the vertical beam doesn't have to be a tefach in thickness, it's kshera. But I'm a rabbi, I'm doing it the way the bacha is rabbi with a hey, but I'm a rabbi, sichecha gabi pasei biraut ksheira. Rabbi says, now the pasei biraut, people may remember from Daf Yomi and Erubin, the only regalim would need to, bring their animals to the well and to drink, but on Shabbos it'd be difficult. So they permitted, if you had these these four pasim or dumedin, like you had L-shaped partitions. So the L-shaped partitions were an amma by an amma. So I'll have four L-shaped partitions around the bore, around the bear, around the well, and even though the space between the L-shaped partitions is very great, it still counts as a mechitza. In other words, that's what the Chachamim said. In other words, on a Dereis level, it counts. But on a Drabana level, we have this din of that the Omid has to be Merubah al-Aparat. That which is standing has to be greater than that which is open. But for this din, they relaxed the dinim, and they said, even though it's more open than closed, it counts as mechitza. So Rabbah is really just like a corollary to what we said before. So Rabbah is saying that I could take those four Pasei Bira'ot and put Tzchach on top of it, and I have a kosher sukkah. Okay, that's what Rabbah is saying. Now, so Rabbah taught me three halachot, right? So the first halacha Rabbah taught me was that if the sukkah was good for sukkahs, it's good for Shabbos. You know, it was two walls and a tefach, so I can carry in the sukkah on Shabbos, even the memorial opening. Then he taught me that if I put tzchach on a mavui that has a lechi, that's also a kasher sukkah, even though the lechi is less than a tefach. And then Rabbah taught me, and I put tzchach on the pasi b'ra'od, and now I also have a kosher sukkah. So the Gemara wants to know why he had to teach me all three dinim. L'chora, they all flow from the same idea. If it's good for one, it's good for the other. Utzricha, diyashmin and mavui, if he would have only taught me the din by mavui, nishum, the ikash tefano ma'al yata. So I would have thought, look, by a mavui, I have two walls, that there aren't two full-fledged walls, so it works. By the pasi b'raot, all I have are these little wedges. So he says, aim alo. I said, you know, ad kdei kach, Rabbah was not going to go. In other words, he'll do a little bit, but he won't go everything. And if he would have only told me the din by pasi b'raot, yishum te'ika, shame arba defanot. I said, the pasi b'raot, you're right, they are small, but there's a little bit of each wall. I have four walls. I have, you know, one amma at each end for each of the four walls. So I do have like somewhat of four walls. When I put the schach on top of the mavui, like which is in essence two parallel walls, but like a shame arba tefano, I don't have four walls, aim low. I say, no, it doesn't work. And if he would have taught me these last two dinim, I would have said, mechamir to the kilta. In other words, that's going from Shabbos to Sukkah. In other words, its partitions are good for Shabbos, so I'm carrying it over to Sukkahs. He says, aval mi kilta lechamir to aim low. But if something is good to make a kosher sukkah, I wouldn't say it carries over for Shabbos that appears for Shusi Yachid, Tzricha. So he had to teach me the first din as well, which is that if it's a kosher sukkah with two walls and a tafach, so it's Shusi Yachid, the Gabi Dini Shabbos. All right. Who's had questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up, Fern?
How high does the lechi have to be? It doesn't have to be as high as that tefach board, right?
The lechi. Yeah, so whatever the dinim are for Shabbos is what the lechi has to be. What did we say the dinim are for Shabbos? How high did it have to be for dinim Shabbos? The korah, the lechi. I don't remember what the dinim are for Shabbos, but it just has to conform with the dinim of Shabbos. Okay, okay.
So that's much less than the height of the tefach board.
I don't know if it's much less than the height. In other words, the tefach board, we didn't get into the issue of height. We assume that the tefach board is as high as the wall. So where do we say how high it has to be?
No, we did assume that. I mean, that's the assumption
I'm not sure how high the lechi has to be, okay? All right. Where's the lower? What picture? 86?
I remember seeing pictures in Erevin with the lechi being relatively short.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here, you're right. In the picture, it's showing it shorter. You're right. So here's got, I don't know if you can see it so clearly where my fingers are. It is showing it a smaller lechi. I don't know what the minimum height of the lechi has to be, but whatever it is to be for Dina Mashabbos, that's what it'll be for a sukkah. All right. Now, let me see if there's anything here that sheds lights on this. Okay. All right. So I'm going to move on unless anybody's got more questions. Okay. All right, let's see further. No, in terms of height, there's no minimum shear for height. No, there has to be a mashahu. No, that means mashu and width. And width, it has to be mashu. The height is a certain shear. I have to check what the height is, okay? So the Gemara says, v'shechamatamru, in other words, the height is going to have to be at least 10 tefachim, because less than 10 tefachim is not a machitza. So the lechi has got to be at least 10 tefachim in height. And that might be the shear for it. So it might be 10 tefachim. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So v'shechamatamru b'mitzilta psula. We said we said in the Mishnah that if there's more sun than shade, it's psula. More sun than shade is psula. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Chamata Machmat Sikuch Blo Machmat Tepano. So the Braisa says, we're speaking about the amount of sunlight that sort of peers through the schach, or, you know, comes through the schach, Blo Machmat Tepano, not the sunlight that passes through the walls. Now the walls could have like spaces in them and other things, but we're not concerned with the sunlight that comes through the walls. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Af Machmat Defano. Rabbi Yoshi holds, no, that even the sunlight that comes through the walls, that will pass all the sukkah. So Rabbi Yoshi does not agree with the din that we learned earlier about having, let's say, parallel ropes or the parallel poles constituting the walls, because then I'd have too much sunlight. So he doesn't agree with that halakha. Let's look at, I think Rashi mentions that, I think. Let's take a look at the Rashi. One second. No, Rashi doesn't mention it, but that would be that. I think the article mentioned that. Okay, so see back in the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshua Mirachman Achman Tepano. I'm Rabbi Yemar Bar Shlemiya Mishmei Dabaye. Rabbi Yemar Bar Shlemiya says the name of Abaye. My time with Rabbi Yoshua. What's the reason for Rabbi Yoshua? Why is Rabbi Yoshua so concerned with sunlight that comes through the walls of the sukkah, or may come through the walls? Dichtiv, v'sakotal haron et haparochet. It says in Chumash that you'll cover over the aron with the parochet. The parochet is a curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. So it refers to the pasuk that you'll cover the aron with the parochet. Parochet mechitza, the parochet is a mechitza partition, because kari rachmana schacha. But the Torah calls it a covering, like schach. Alma mechitza kischach ba'inan. So that's a raya that the walls are also viewed as the covering. So Mela, if I say the covering, I have to have Tzitzila Tamruba Mechamata, more shade than sunlight. So the walls would also pertain. V'rabana, the Chachamim, who are Mechulak with Rabbi Yoshi, say, Ahu Dineikuf Beipurta, Dineshtei Kiskach. Come and say, when it says V'sach, V'tala Rona Parocha, it's just teaching me that the Parocha has to come up over and flip over a little bit, like on the ceiling. In other words, I bring up the Parocha, and then it covers over, so it's also a covering, like a little bit, they said, for the Aron, or a little bit for the Kodesh Kedashim. Let me see if I have a picture. I don't know if I have a picture for that. Okay? Any pictures for that? No. Okay. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. All right. Amar Abaye, everyone with me? So we're around.
How about this? Moment.
What? Oh, you have a picture? I can't see it so clearly, but...
Someone texted it to me now.
But so how do I see that it's going over? I see the red on top.
The red.
Mm-hmm. The red. Okay. Very nice. Oh, very, where is that from?
It is from Daf HaChaim.
Daf HaChaim. Okay. We have another source for our Daf Yomi. All right. Let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right.
My nephew sent me.
All right. Now let's take a look. Let me make sure nobody is waiting outside. One second. I don't think so. Okay. We're good. All right. Now. Okay, Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Rebbe, Reb Yoshia, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Gamliel, Ubeit Shammai, Reb Lezer, Ba'acherim, Kulu Sfir, Lu Sukkah, Dira, Keva, Ba'ina. So we quote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So 8 Tanaim or 8 or groups of Tanaim hold that you need Sukkah, Dira, Keva, like a permanent Dira. Now, it doesn't mean that all the Shitot are the same. In other words, it doesn't mean that all those shittot agree with one another. It's just saying, legabe, they're bar plukta. They each have a machloket, and in the machloket, they require more of a dirat keva than their bar plukta. We'll see in a minute. Sukkah dirat keva ba'inan. Rebbe d'tanya. Rebbe, we see it because the Bryson says, Rebbe omer kol sukkah she'in ba'arba amod al-arba amod psula. Rebbe says that any sukkah that isn't dalet amod by dalet amod is psula. So it's dalet amod by dalet amod because it's like a dirat keva. It's like a house. He says So that we had, and if you look at Rashi, Dira Keva, Ruyalish Tamesh Kavua, Venire Kabayat. And it was it's like, you know, it's appropriate to use it on a regular basis. It looks like a bayit. Okay. Reb Yoshia had the Amaran. So Reb Yoshia was the opinion that we had above that you can't have holes or sunlight coming through the walls. So, you know, I should have mentioned before that a lot of Mefarshim say that Reb Yoshia says that the walls require schach. I should have mentioned that. Reb Yoshia said, like you said earlier, Reb Yoshia said that he says, Af Machmat Defanot. So some say Reb Yoshia says that you have to have schach on the walls, which is really something. But the Gemara says that in a sense, Reb Yoshia is saying more dirakeva because I can't have anything shining through the walls. Okay, Reb Yehuda did not. Reb Yehuda is in the following Mishnah. Didan is the first Mishnah in our Masechta. Sukkah she gavola malami esruma psula. If a sukkah is taller than 20 amot, it's psula because the chamu hold it has to. It's the diras keva. It has to be the diras arai, and the only way you can build it is the diras keva. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's kosher, so he holds diras keva is fine. He says Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, which is usually Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tanya we learn in the Brisa, and this Brisa we just had yesterday. Shtein kilchatan. According to Tanakama, you need two walls that are pialacha seven tefachim, and the third could even be a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shloshakil katan, or shloshkil katan, the arba pilu tefach. Shimon says, I need four walls for the sukkah. And Rashi points out, why does he require four walls? So he said, because I have that pasuk, l'machse l'mistor mizerim. I need protection from the elements. So it's more of a dira keva. Rabban Gamliel, the Tanya, if a person builds a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, so let's see the Rashi. So Rashi says it's like it's very high, and you have, I think we have a picture here on the sukkah. 90. Okay, I have people. Okay, so we have a nice picture, and it's a nice picture of a boat with the sukkah. All right. Here's picture boat with a sukkah. Okay, so the sukkah is very high off the surface of the water. Let's take a look at Rashi. He says she gavomod kisvina liyam shein gedolo baruch ba'aba okarta. So the wind can come and blow it away. Uverosh ha'galanami came in the night b'chazit kena roy. And on top of a wagon that moves a lot, so it's also like temporary. So back in the Gemara, so the Tanakama holds. Rabbi Akiva passels it, and Rabbi Akiva is machshir. Now, back in the Gemara, Beit Shammai did not. This we had also. Mishai Rosh of Ruba B'sukkah B'shulchanu B'toch HaBayit. If a person's head and most of his body and his sukkah and his shulchan, Mishai Rosh of Ruba B'sukkah, his head and most of his body in the sukkah, B'shulchanu B'toch HaBayit. The shulchan is in the house. Beit Shammai poslim. Beit Shammai say that's passel B'hil machshirin. Now, here, with the Beit Shammai Poslim, Rashi says the Ruhi L'Tashmish Ba'inan. So it comes out, this fellow in the Beis Medrash, Yoni Rabinovich. So he gave today's Daf Yomi also. So he was saying to me, it's like a double machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. It was one machloket is, will there be Nimshak? We spoke about this on Shabbos. Like, will I be told where the Shulchan is? That's one machloket. But in addition to which, there's another machloket, which is how much is the size of the sukkah? Do I need a sukkah that can contain my shulchan? Beit Shammai holds, but dafka, I need a sukkah that can hold my shulchan because that's the only thing that's viewed as like a sukkah. So I need a ra'ui for like a tashmish, so it's more like a diras keva. So see back in the Gemara. Reb Lezer, the Tan Reb Lezer, Tadan, ha'osa sukkah tokim in srit. If a person made a sukkah like a hut, like a cone. It looks like a teepee. Here he's got the teepee. Okay, you see the teepee? Okay, that's like Kitzrif. Okay? So if a person makes a sukkah, like in picture 91, like Kitzrif, or let's see back in the Gemara, he says, Reb Lezer, or he leans it against the wall. So here we're leaning against the wall. You have to say there are like poles coming out from it. Here in the Perish Chai, he had, I think, maybe an easier one. The Perish Chai is just some Well, it's not exactly the same. You see, here in this world, he's got a wall, and then he's got stock. In other words, but in the Perush Chai, he's just got like basically stock coming out. In other words, here, go ahead, take a look, pick it up. Anyway, so right, so he's just got, looks like the stock leaning against it. So, but anyway, but the point is, let's see back in the Gemara. So, Reb Lezer posel l'pisha ein lagag. Reb Lezer posels both of them because I need like a clearly definable roof. There's no clearly definable roof. It's just like walls that like taper, or walls that lean against the wall, like one wall leaning against another wall. He says l'pisha ein lagag. L'chachamim achshirim. Now, achirim, others, which we usually say is Rabbi Meir, achirim titania, achirim omrim. Sukkah has sui kishobach psula l'pisha in lazaviot. If a sukkah is made like a shobach round, it's psula. So I can have like a fancy round sukkah and it looks nice. I can picture 93. But according to Harim, it's psula l'pisha in lazaviot. Okay, so they each hold that, like those. That's the end of those tanaim. And they each hold, they need something more kavua than their bar plukta.
How does the teepee work, though? The teepee one, the conical one, doesn't have walls. How does that work?
No. In other words, the point is, it's got a wall. The wall's leaning. It doesn't have a roof is the issue.
It doesn't have more than one wall. It's like one wall that goes all the way around.
Well, that was what we discussed here. Here he has another opinion that holds like around sukkah is also not good. But this
right,
opinion
but
is saying
they didn't mention that when they talked about the
this opinion is saying I need a definable roof. I need a definable roof. I don't have a definable roof. That's the key with this opinion.
But you don't need definable rules?
Listen, I only have a few minutes. Excuse me, I'm going to try to wrap this up and then I'll speak to you all tomorrow night, okay? So now the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Asuki Kibshan. Rabbi Yochanan says, if I have a Sukkah that's a round Sukkah, if there's enough space in the circumference of the Sukkah that 24 men could sit down in the circumference, and there's one next to the other, So 24, Shera, Bimlav Psula. Now we assume that each person occupies the space of an Amma. So we're saying, in essence, if the circumference is 24 Amod, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so then it would be kosher. That's what he's saying, even though it's round. Bimlav Psula. So the Gemara says, Kaman, who within which Shita was Rabbi Yochanan saying his opinion? So the Gemara says, Bistama Kurebi, the Amar Kosuk Shemba Abba Modar Abba Amo Psula. In other words, Mistama, he holds a large shear because he got 24 men there. So the largest shear, the largest minimum shear for a sukkah we know is Rebbe, who says Dalet Amot b'Dalet Amot. So the Gemara is going to say it doesn't work out that way. Michti, let's analyze it. Gavra ba'amti yativ. A person sits down, he occupies one amen with. Kol sheish be'kefo shoshat fachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. So the Gemara takes it that if the circumference of a circle is 3 tefachim, the diameter is 1. In other words, it's like roughly pi, not exactly, but that's the way the Chachamim, took the proportions. So in other words, they weren't concerned with the little extra at the end. So betresar sagi. So if my goal is to get a diameter of 4 amot, let's assume the diameter would be 4 amot. So then if I have a circumference of 12 amot, I'll have a diameter of 4 amot, right? In other words, so if I have a circumference of 12, I have a circumference of 24 amot. I don't need 24 people. I need 12 people. So the circumference of 12 people, I'll have a diameter of 4 amot. So why is he saying 24? I should have been 12. He says, betrays his sarki. So the top line on chedam and aleph, honey mili be igula. You're right. In a circle, that would be the way it would work if I'm just focusing on the diameter of a circle. Of al bribua, I want a circle that can contain a square. In other words, the square has got to fit in the circle. Of al bribua by its way. If I'm trying to circle out the square has got to fit in the circle. I need more. So the Gemara says, "Mithi kama ruba yoter la eagle." So this I'll bring that, or I'll do this tomorrow. Now, for tomorrow we have a shorter daf. So, what? Don't make it shorter. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's it for tonight. Let me end the recording. Let me end the recording first. One second. Let me end the recording.